Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 26. Greetings, bears and cubs! This is Donard bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. In this episode, I'll be talking about my interesting dinner last Tuesday to celebrate a friend's birthday. And in the New York Mag website, we're actually talking about bears and cubs. And then I also had an interview with Lloyd and Robert from Houston Air Bears about the bear cruise, the bear voyage cruise. So stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. Last Tuesday night, I met up with my friends James and Daniel and a few friends at the Melting Pot in Houston. That's the one on Westheimer and Mountain View. If you guys are familiar with the Houston area, it's James' birthday, so we had to celebrate it there. The restaurant serves fondue-style meals. It's my first time. They say it's very 70s, you know. I wasn't sure at all what to do. We had the four-course meal. And we had four fondue pots brewing. We started off with cheeses. One was sharp cheddar. One had beer in it. One with wine. One was with one had salsa in it. We had bread and chips to dip in while it's hot. You haven't lost your touch. Later, we just had salads. That's pretty much the simplest part of the meal. And then we had these plates of chicken, pork, beef, shrimp, and lobster. They had these broths cooking. One was just boiling oil, and we got to cook pretty much everything. It's really, really good. You guys might like it. And then dessert came. We had the fondue pots going again. One had dark chocolate. One had bananas Foster's. One was called the Yin Yang because it's got this white chocolate and dark chocolate in that distinct swirl. So it would look like a Yin Yang. And we had s'mores. Okay, of course. So we had this plate. We had these plates of marshmallows, strawberries, pineapples, and pieces of chocolate to dip with. And you know, we tried each dip, and we were all stuffed. Ugh. I never knew that this is a very social way of eating, because we had to stand up and walk around the table to dip into the different pots. Well, so many combinations, so many possibilities. It was awesome. Later, when we all got fun done, we got our bill. I saw my bill was $60. Oh my God. That's the most expensive dinner I've ever had. Well, except if you eat at NOLA or Emeril's Delmonico in New Orleans. I've tried those before. But I think here at the Melting Pot, my $60 was worth it. Well, it's James' birthday last Tuesday. And if you're listening to this, James, happy birthday! James is a Bear 411 profile. It's just drawn that way. He's one of my best buds, and I'm glad to attend his birthday party. So if you guys ever get the chance to try fondue, try it. It's best with a big group. However, it might be a little hard for big bears to walk around the tables just to try out the different fondue pots to dip in. But it's fun. The New York Mag, nymag.com, has an article about bears and cubs. They're talking about how these men look like in general. Let me see. Let me look here at the article that I see by Mark Carl Swanson. It's entitled Grizzly Men, Otters, and Wolves, and Bears. Oh my. Yeah, they're talking about gay men who... These are gay men who look like look like in their middle age. They look like middle-aged straight men who haven't been metrosexually harassed into banishing carbs from their diets and hair from their shoulder. That's quite funny you mentioned that. Why? What's wrong with hair? Hair is great. Especially body hair. in the article, yeah, he's mentioning about... The author also mentioned about... a bear handbook. I didn't know there's a bear handbook. You can get it from Barnes & Noble. Yeah, so that's interesting. They actually have a handbook for that. And it looks like that the author is familiar about the dugout in New York. I've been there before, and yes, it's a bear bar. A few years ago, I got to meet the then Vice President Danny Gonzalez quite briefly. I was trying to promote Bear Watch back then, but he told me to go to the GLBT Community Center to post my flyers. I guess he was too busy that night. Anyway, I digress. In the article, it also mentioned that within the bear community, there are subcategories. Okay, let me read part of the article. Let me see. It talks about bears, big and often balding, with bushy beards and beefy arms. The look is distinctly blue-collar and unfuzzy. Some consider themselves cubs, usually younger, though that can also just mean smaller and younger-looking. The assumption is often that the cub's more submissive. Well, I don't know about that. I guess he's entitled to his own opinion. Talks about wolves also. Somebody who is a hairy man who styles himself as being more sexually aggressive. It's called a wolf. First time I've heard of that. And of course, there's the otter, who's cub-like in age and perhaps he's pretty thin. Yeah, so I would say probably... he says that not so hairy younger guys or who's looking for a daddy bear. And I would call these guys chasers, I guess. So he also mentioned about the movie. Oh yeah, in the movie A Dirty Shame by John Waters, they featured three woofy bears in there. Very cute guys. I'm sure many of you guys have watched it. Some of my friends have even chatted with the bear guys in the movie on Bear 411. If you guys haven't seen it, go rent it or buy the DVD. And, do not get the neuter version, okay? Anyway, the article also mentions some of the famous bear events like Wolf Fest and Lazy Bear. Of course, the author talked about the magazine A Bear's Life, which I mentioned in the previous episode. So check out the article on the webpage. It's good to hear that the bear community is getting more exposure these days. I did an interview with Lloyd and Robert from Houston area Bears. They're both prominent figures in the gay community here in Houston, and I had the opportunity to interview them about Bear Voyage Cruise that they went to. I think that was last month. Yeah, I guess they really had a great time. So here's my interview with Lloyd and Robert. Hello everyone, I'm here with Lloyd and Robert of Houston Area Bears, and they're here to talk about the Bear Voyage. Say hi to everyone, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so first of all, how did you go there to Florida first? I mean, flew all the way from Houston and then just went to Florida. Is that how you started off?
We flew from Houston to Florida only days after Hurricane Wilma came through.
Oh, gosh.
And we knew that the place we were going to stay was going to be without power, but we decided to go anyway because we just needed to rest, and the weather was going to be good. So right. We were in Florida for 3 days, staying in a place without power.
Party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're closing the door.
There. No more disturbance. Oh.
We're in the bedroom and we're closing the door.
Yeah, things could happen. Okay. So, okay, so you went there without, in a hotel room that there's no power?
We actually stayed at one of the guest houses. There's quite a number of guest houses in Fort Lauderdale, which is where they sailed out of. And we knew ahead of time that they had gotten their water back on. It wasn't drinking quality yet, so you still needed bottled water and things like that.
Even for brushing your teeth.
But
oh yeah,
it was still a nice getaway. The cruise was something we had planned for a while.
I see. There for a week. So you got there. I mean, did you group up with the other people before going there?
Well, we were the only people at the guest house we were at for the first 2 days we were there, Thursday and Friday. And we chose not to even rent a car. We took a taxi from the airport to there, and so if we wanted to go anywhere, which wasn't much, we just walked. We found places that were open that had power where we could eat. Mm-hmm. And we found a Walgreens to shop at, and we had our personal shopper. They had people that would take you through the store and
aww,
with a flashlight and write down what you were purchasing and how much it was.
And we were also close enough to some of the bars there that we could walk there. They had they had generators, so they were open and right before, well, the day we got there, before that, their curfew was at 6 p.m. So basically at dark, everything was shut down and everybody had to be in their houses, mm-hmm, or wherever they were staying. The day we got there, they extended it to 11 p.m. So that gave them a little bit more bar time. So there were more people out enjoying themselves. And it was nice. I mean, like Lloyd said, it was a comfortable weather. I mean, it wasn't your typical hot middle of the heat weather.
Yeah. So the day we got there, we even helped for a few hours clean up the yard at the place we were staying.
You ended up cleaning up.
We didn't have anything else to do, but we needed to get away from town, and the cruise was a celebration of our 20th anniversary, which had been back in August, so.
Well, that's right.
It was all about just getting away and relaxing.
So mm-hmm, really, you planned it. You've been together 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the first time I met you guys was you were 17 years already, and then now it's 3 years after now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably about that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So the event, the Bear Voyage event, started really in Fort Lauderdale. Where is it? Where was it?
Yeah, it's Fort Lauderdale.
And then when did you go to the boat?
Well,
to the cruise?
On Saturday, they had a Bon Voyage party at one of the bars. And it was kind of a seeing all the people that were going out. So there were a lot of the bears that were there. The ship actually loaded Sunday morning. So us and the other people that were staying at the guest house with us actually were going also. So we all piled in. One of them brought his truck down. He drove down from Kentucky.
Louisville.
And so we all piled in his truck and drove to the port and got on the ship on Sunday.
Five bears and a whole lot of luggage in a short bed pickup truck.
Wow.
It was funny. It was very funny.
And so once everybody got on the ship, the ship holds 2,600 passengers. And of those, there were about 400, I think.
400 bears.
I thought there were more like 500.
There may have been
somewhere between 400 and 500 bears.
So,
and it's a huge ship, and there's a pool at the very back of the ship. Literally, the pool is just several feet from the back railing of the ship. Wow. And we had that entire area. The bears just took it over, and that's if you wanted to find the bears, that's where they were. That's where most of them were most of the time. And
people swimming?
We swimming. Yeah. We had parties back there. The first night was a Halloween party. It was the day before Halloween, but that's when we had our Halloween party. And a lot of the bears had some really great costumes.
Really? Brought it all the way to...
Brought it? I mean, they advised everybody that if you were going to dress up that night, to go ahead and bring it in your carry-on with you. Because basically, when you get on the boat, all of your checked luggage, you give to them, and then they deliver to your stateroom. And yeah. they can't tell you when it's going to get there. Mm-hmm. So the costume party started, I think, at like 10 o'clock. And they weren't sure that you would have your luggage by that time. We didn't have a problem. I think we got on the ship about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we had our luggage by 5.
Oh, okay.
So,
did they allow nude swimming in the pool there?
It was still a public pool.
Oh yeah,
and okay. you were on deck 14, but then there were decks 15 and 16. You know, had rails that looked over the pool, so you couldn't control, you know, who was there or who was watching. Mm-hmm. So no, there was no nudity at all. But yeah. you know, bears get a little frisky, and we just you know. Try to keep things under control as much as you can.
Yeah.
So.
So how about the the Bear Films was there, right?
Bear Films was there.
Mm-hmm. And did they do any shoot there? As far as you guys know,
they did. As a matter of fact, they shot most of the week, and from what we heard, one of their cameras I think didn't make it on board, so they were shooting a film with one camera in a mini suite. This is as we understand it. In a mini suite, I think there were about 6 guys involved mm-hmm. in the shoot, plus the cameraman, plus the director, plus whoever else was in there. And supposedly must have been 110 or 115 degrees in this room, and they took up a lot of the guys' time.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know it was, you know, the whole week was kind of about Bear Films, but that just seemed pretty cruel.
Yeah,
from
I don't
what
think
we
so.
Could tell. but the guys, the ones that we knew that were in the film that we saw, they seemed to be pretty good spirited about it.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow, it's how long did it take? I mean, the whole cruise. I mean, it's a whole week over there.
Yes, we left on Sunday. We arrived back in port the following Sunday. So, we were originally scheduled to make 4 stops. One was Cozumel, which was also hit pretty hard by Hurricane Wilma. And so we actually didn't get off the boat there because normally the boat would dock in Cozumel. We stayed out away from the dock, and we still went there, though, and delivered relief supplies for them. And so that was like our first stop, which was 2 days into the cruise. And then the next day we went to Grand Cayman and then Jamaica, Ocharias, Jamaica. And then finally our last stop was on Princess Keys, which is a private island owned by Princess Cruise Line.
It was beautiful there. Really beautiful.
So. Take a lot of pictures, videos?
Lots of pictures. And then, of course, at each stop, you have excursions you can do through the cruise line or on your own if you want to.
I see.
But the whole thing was very laid back, very relaxing for us. This is our first cruise that we've done. It was nice having other people on there that you could relate to and do things with, but at the same time, if you didn't want to do anything, you didn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Bear Film sponsored the Halloween party, and one night they sponsored a boxers party.
Ooh, okay.
And, yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Uh-huh.
And there was at least one other party that they did. I think maybe it was even mm-hmm. not even scheduled, and I can't remember what that was. But
there was that, and then they also had an entertainer on the cruise. Shan Carr was on it. So one night we had one of the theaters that they have, and she did a performance that night. And then mm-hmm. after that they did karaoke.
Oh.
So it was fun. They had activities planned at some of the excursions off the ship also. We didn't go on any of those. Mm-hmm.
So for you guys, what's the highlight of the whole trip there? I mean, what's the best thing that you guys liked in the voyage, in the cruise?
Well, I would say, just as far as going somewhere, going to Duns River Falls in Jamaica was wonderful. But honestly, for me, the best thing was being able to leave all of your cares and troubles on shore and go to sea and just really, really forget about, you know, your daily drudgery. It was really wonderful.
And I guess for me, for anybody who hasn't been on a cruise before, a cruise is a bear's fantasy come true in that they have all the food you can want to eat at any time of the day or night.
That's not 24/7 food.
Yes, yes, we should talk about the food.
food is, and I don't have any other cruise to compare it to, but the service we got on the ship, we had a few minor issues that we worked out, but just having staff there to take care of you, I mean, anything you want on board is there for you, from exercise equipment to a spa to, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And so, depending on how entertained you want to be, mm-hmm. you can be entertained the entire cruise if you want to, or you can not be and just lay out by the pool or whatever.
So, would you recommend going for a cruise, all the other listeners here in the podcast, to go next year, or what do you think?
I would. With the Bear Films, they're doing a different cruise to different islands next year. They're also going to be on a different cruise line. So, I think they put on a very good party, a very well planned. I mean, they had Wilma disrupted their plans as much as anybody else's also.
Yeah.
But they made the best that they could out of the situation.
Despite of Wilma having to do its damage there.
Right. And next year, instead of sailing out of Fort Lauderdale, I think they're sailing out of Cape Canaveral, which is a little bit further up the coast. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a week earlier. But I would encourage anybody, if you haven't been on a cruise, if you don't want to go on that particular cruise, there's all other types of cruises out there to go on. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And hope to... next time I might need you guys for another interview on another topic.
Okay.
About gay parenting. How's that?
Oh,
we can
do that.
It's a
topic we love.
Oh, really? Okay. So we'll set that on another date, probably.
Okay.
All right.
So thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys later.
Thanks, Maynard.
Bye.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
I was talking to Jeff. He's Jeff D in Texas, a few days ago, and he mentioned a guy named Ryan, and he's Rhino in Bear 411. That's R-Y-N-O. So, okay, let me read his profile. Hi, my name is Ryan, 25 years old, 6'3", 340 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, bear in Dallas, and happily partnered to Bear Boy TX2000. I enjoy the company of stocky, large, and beefy bears. If you look at the picture, he is so woofy here. His picture's the... Oh, he's got explicit pictures, too. Very impressive. All right. Oh, okay. He says here that he's happily partnered. Let's check out his partner, Bear Boy TX2000. Let me see. Woof, he's also good. Oh, might as well have two bears in this episode. Okay, so it's Bear Boy TX2000. His name is Billy, his boyfriend. Wow, this is nice. Okay, let me click on the pictures. Wow, so impressive. Okay, he's 27 years old, 6'2", 320 pounds, Bear Boy in Dallas, Texas, living in the Oaklawn area. happily partnered to Rhino. Oh my god, these guys are so gorgeous. Anyway, okay, so... I need a shower now. Okay, so check out Rhino and Bear Boy TX 2000. Both in Bear 411. Oof. I was just listening to the Don and Drew podcast, and they mentioned Fag Fan Roy. As some of you guys might know already, he's Excalibur, who's been in my shows before. He'll be back next week to co-host with me. Anyway, Don and Drew are looking for a gay guy to co-host with them. Of course, Roy will have to jump in. I hope he gets the job. It would be nice to have a gay bear in the Don and Drew show. Imagine that. Roy's voicemails were even featured many times. It was featured, I think, in episode 200 and 204, I think. So watch out for him if you listen to the Don and Drew show. Roy is a very, very big fan of theirs. And, you may have seen the Houston Area Bears video by now. We had our holiday party last weekend, and I managed to take videos and pictures. So check out the links from the previous episode to see the pics and video. As for the website, I'd like to ask you guys to visit the Bear Podcast Frapper page. There's a link there on the right for it. And there you can see where the other podcast listeners are located. So let me see here. Okay, I have here Redback Fur from San Leandro, California. Well, he said he hasn't listened to the shows yet, but who knows? Well, Redback Fur, I hope you do listen. Well, if you get the chance, okay? Okay, a friend of mine, Shahram from Houston. Woohoo! Yeah, he's one of my best buds here in Houston. He's a very good friend of mine. And who else? Lowell, Massachusetts, Sentinel. Yes, hello, Sentinel. Okay, and one more, Sean from Newark, Delaware. He says that, hi guys, I love the Bear Podcast. Well, thank you, Sean. Wow. A listener, there's a listener in Newark, Delaware. Wow. Okay. So, thank you guys for posting. And to other listeners, just check out the Frapper page and just put your name or your user profile name if you have a Bear 411 profile, just put your name there or something. And your location. Let's see those red dots around the map. It would be nice to see who else are listening to this podcast. On February, I think my partner and I will be attending the International Bear Rendezvous in San Francisco. I've never been to a bear run in the West Coast before. I plan to cover that on the show. So I'll be podcasting there, take some videos and pics, put them all online. Hopefully the same day. If I could get the Wi-Fi access there, we'll see. That would be exciting. It's a long way off, so we'll see. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast, guys. I'll be back this coming weekend. I have a visitor coming from Bahrain. Perhaps I can interview him about the gay lifestyle and the eye candy in Bahrain. That would be interesting. Okay, so official website is www.bearpodcast.com. Voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Enjoy the rest of the week, guys. And many wolves and many hugs.